This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
Who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No He Can't.
What?
A Barack Obama's Dismantling Hope and Change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Well, welcome on in to a very busy Saturday night and Radio Night Live. Kevin McCullough again under the extreme distancing guidelines. We don't have a crew, so we're putting this together completely abnormally. We've got remote video operations. We've got remote radio operations. And Kevin McCullough here by the microphone. Glad to have you with us on a very busy Saturday night. Well, we've survived the second week of what I'm calling the nation's more or less a solitary confinement. That's what it basically is when you think about it, right? So here we are, trying to survive, trying to, you know, figure out how we're going to make it for who knows how much longer. I just saw one of the governors of the tri-state area, the governor of New Jersey, Mr. Murphy, said that the current school situation is going to stay in effect until about April 17th at the earliest. Who knows? It's pretty discouraging when you think about it like that. But anyway, we've got a very big show for you tonight. We've got Dr. Ben Carson, Kaylee McEnany, John Eibner will all be with us in the second hour. Newt Gingrich, Kelsey Bowler, Sally Lloyd-Jones, and Carol Markowitz. So while we're short on the ability to see you and to, you know, do this thing the way we normally do, we are heavy on great guests tonight. So I'm hoping that you'll stay with us for the full time. I want to wrap up kind of what happened over the last couple of days. There's some really good news that has come out. Some really good news on a couple of fronts, but specifically the fight and struggle and pursuit of a cure. And I cannot overstress how important all this is. But in the last couple of days, you've had some major developments, not only in the United States, but also in other countries across the globe. Now, I couldn't sleep very well the last couple of nights, and so I would roll over and I would turn on the Twitter. And I've noticed one thing. Since I started doing a lot of the reporting on chloroquine on my Twitter feed, I'm now getting all kinds of questions from people that are coming in from other countries. And, you know, they're using, like, Twitter Translate to try to put it into English for me to try to answer, which most of them I still don't understand. But all that being said, one of the things that I was alerted to in the overnight last night is that India, who was, by the way, one of the first open source countries that were giving up statistics on hydroxychloroquine and how some of the doctors there were using it. They were actually in front of the curve on a lot of this stuff, so that when Dr. Raoul used it in Marseille, France, that he actually was dependent upon some of their information to kind of begin his controlled group study. But having said that, India opened up overnight. From Friday to Saturday, opened up a general guidance for their doctors to now be using hydroxychloroquine as a preventative defensive tool for doctors on the front lines. And they are seeing it be very effective. Doctors are now treating patients, and they're not getting sick. They're not catching the virus. This is very, very important. Because if the real battle is to make sure we don't overwhelm the medical treatment community, then we've got to protect the doctors that are examining everybody. And overnight, they officially recommended prophylactic use of hydroxychloroquine for health workers and families of confirmed positives. So if you had, you know, a brother or sister that were confirmed positive, they would prescribe hydroxychloroquine for the whole family. The whole family is now being protected and staying healthy. That's one piece of good news just from Friday to Saturday. Let me give you another one. As of early American time this morning, probably about 2 a.m. New York time,
the French government decided to reverse an earlier ban that they had put on hydroxychloroquine for treating COVID-19 patients. Now, why they banned it to begin with is kind of what happened here in the U.S. The smart people in the medical community, the people that study things at universities, not practicing physicians, but the real elites, they were looking down their nose at these doctors using hydroxychloroquine, and they were discounting, they were trying to discount the supposed anecdotal statistics that they were getting in on it and all those types of things. Well, whatever happened in France, and their death rate is pretty high. They're about fourth or fifth in the planet right now. They're like 5.5%, 5.7, something like that. They have reversed that earlier ban on hydroxychloroquine, and now they are allowing it to be prescribed for patients. And part of this comes from yet one more piece of good news. In the overnight hours, Dr. Didier Raoul, who was the author of the original French study that finally got America's attention, he has issued a second follow-up study. And this is rather remarkable because this study is about five times the size of what the first study was. And they have found that in this study, which encompassed about, I think it was 80 clinical cases of COVID-19, that in this study, 97.5% were cured in 5 days. In 5 days, they were able to take people from symptomatic. They have the lung distress, they can't breathe, all of the problems that we're told that the infection is causing, and they're completely cured, going home. Now with the antibodies in their system, they won't be infected again. This is actually an increase of a percentage. His last study, the smaller one, was from the same doctor, but he saw about 90%+ recovery, and it took 6 days. This is 97.5% recovery in 5 days. And of this larger group, only two people were hospitalized out of the larger number of people. No hospitalizations out of the smaller group in his two back-to-back studies. So if you're getting cure rates at 97.5% in 5 days, which is way faster than what we're experiencing here in the U.S., isn't it a little bit incumbent upon people to start taking a look at this? This is why, and that's Dr. Didier Raoul. I've got his study, by the way, linked up at my Twitter feed. But this is why France as a nation decided to reverse their banning of this drug, and now they're encouraging its use. It has not made sense, friends, from the beginning of the time 2 weeks ago when I first started reporting on this, how we were getting results after results after results. People were repeatedly having success with this, and they were duplicating that success in controlled study after controlled study. I have, and so that's the news from Friday to Saturday. The news from Thursday to Friday, there is a doctor in a Hasidic community in Monroe, New York, which is just outside the Chicago area. It's in the just up from the city, north of the city. And this particular doctor has been tending to hundreds of patients in the community of Kiryas Joel. This is a community a few miles north of New York City, and he is the primary physician that has been caring for the people in that community. They've been doing testing since earlier in the month of March, and their approximate estimation of the community and the Hasidic communities were particularly prone to fast spread of the infection is that about 65% of their community will be or has been exposed to the coronavirus. He's receiving some pushback, in fact, from his community for making those results known, but that's just the way it's been spread. But here's the good thing. He developed a treatment plan based on the Dr. Raoul methodologies out of France, and he has seen, out of more than 700 people treated, 4 hospitalizations, 0 deaths, and zero needs for ventilators, zero incubations. The four hospitalizations had secondary infections of pneumonia, and they needed to treat those more seriously than what he could do on an outpatient basis. But he's just following the Dr. Didier Raoul treatment plan from the Marseille study, and that's the results he's getting. A lot of people are asking about the New York clinical trials. Details won't be available on those till at least Monday or Tuesday. But friends, this is a broadcast tonight about hope. Hope is on the way. The cure is here. It's just a matter of getting it. I've got more good news for you on that front. Four big pharmaceuticals are going to make up to 250 million doses of it, which would cure every case on the planet right now. Kevin McCullough coming back live from New York. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick. And I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code, KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish. GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS-certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey there, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us back on Radio Night Live. It is another week of coronavirus kind of special programming. Earlier this week, the nation's foremost celebrated neurosurgeon, award-winning neurosurgeon, and current Housing and Urban Development Secretary Ben Carson was able to sit down with me on my weekday show to discuss some of the reasons why the Trump administration has been so out in front and on top of coronavirus.
Nobody's done the job that we've done. And it's lucky that you have this group here right now for this problem, or you wouldn't even have a country left.
That was the president, a little bit under fire in last night's press briefing. The task force, of course, they moved their briefings from middle of the day to kind of end of day. But I still give the president immense credit, walking out there every day, taking the questions, sometimes the more inane questions from members of the press. And that was what happened there. Someone had asked him some ridiculous question. He's like, guys, we're doing everything that we possibly can. That's not stopping some from making politics out of all of this, including Nancy Pelosi, including Governor Andrew Cuomo. We'll get into that before we're done today. But joining me first, a member of the administration. He's the Secretary for Housing and Urban Development, but he's also a neurosurgeon. So I've got a lot of questions for Dr. Ben Carson. And Dr. Carson, it's always a pleasure to have you with us here in New York. Thank you for coming back.
Absolutely. My pleasure.
When we think about, of course, COVID-19 in March of 2020, New York is kind of 80 or 90% of the story. You've had a lot of contact with our city because of the NYCHA housing issue and some other things. Did you see this coming? Did you anticipate that we were going to have this kind of problem before it hit?
Well, you know, I've been complaining about it, I guess, for the last year about these homeless situations that exist principally on the West Coast where people are unsheltered. And saying that, you know, this is an environment that's absolutely ripe for rapid spread of an epidemic, and we need to do something about it. And sometimes it takes something like this to get people to move. They are starting to move now. There's no question about it. And trying to move some of the people off the street into a more reasonable environment. But I'm hopeful that maybe this can be the spark and the impetus for resolving the homelessness problem in our country.
Well, it would be an amazing step forward for the entire nation if we were able to do that. But, Dr. Carson, epidemic, no epidemic, I've never understood how publicly elected officials could look upon those places that you're describing in San Francisco and Los Angeles. And here in New York, Mayor de Blasio has had, he rolled back all the quality of life crimes. There's no crime for public urination, defecation, people sleeping on the streets, outside of our main broadcast building at 111 South Broadway, long lines of tents and sleeping bags almost every night right up against Trinity Church. And it is as though we are not living in the most prosperous country on earth. And I know that there's a better option for how we deal with this. Why is it? What's the argument that they make that this is actually good for someone? I've never understood that.
Well, I think they're not terrible people. They just are misinformed, and they have an aberrant concept of what compassion is. They think compassion is letting people who in many cases can't take care of themselves sleep on the streets in conditions that are not conducive to health and safety. They think somehow giving them the freedom to do that is compassionate. And it's just the opposite of that. Compassion is taking somebody who's having difficulty taking care of themselves and putting them in the right kind of environment where they have a safe place to sleep, where right. You can take care of their basic medical conditions, deal with their drug addiction, deal with their mental illness, and then put them on a path to self-sufficiency. Otherwise, you're just wasting your time and you're accumulating more and more dependent people.
Yeah. We're speaking with Dr. Ben Carson, the Secretary of Housing and Urban Development. And Dr. Carson, when you were running for president and then when you became part of the cabinet, I was very excited that we had an individual of your expertise and your intelligence joining the president's team. I am very curious about your opinions on the medical side of a lot of these arguments that we're being told right now. Should we be totally pushing for vaccines? Should we be using on-the-shelf medicines and pursuing vaccine? Should we just use the on-the-shelf meds? Where this seems to be an argument that, to me, is a little bit circular and kind of silly, but where do you come down on it?
Well, first of all, I'm delighted that we have more than 100 different trials going on right now.
That's incredible.
Very smart people really looking for solutions. And, you know, you've heard a lot about the hydroxychloroquine.
Yes.
And using that with Z-Pak. That seems to be very promising. We're very anxious to see what the results of the trials are on that. And obviously some people are starting to do the trials and, you know, administer the medication simultaneously, not waiting until the results are in.
Right.
And that's a matter of weighing the benefits versus the risk. And I'm actually glad to see that happening. And you're looking at some very promising vaccine research like mRNA 1273 by Moderna as showing some real promise getting to the late stages of some of those trials. The only problem is it's a very small company. I don't know if they can ramp up. They'll have to partner with someone. Remdesivir, another one. And then I think some people probably heard me last night. I was on television talking about the convalescent plasma therapy.
Describe how that works for people that are just joining us.
Yeah, this is very old. We've been doing this for more than 100 years, back in 1918 during the flu epidemic there. But, you know, someone who's had the virus will develop antibodies to them, assuming they heal. And those antibodies stay in your system. So you can then take the plasma from that person, and obviously you have to type it and make sure that they're compatible, infuse it into someone who is ill, and you've got a ready-made army there going off to fight the virus. And, you know, it was used quite successfully during the SARS outbreak in 2002, decreasing the severity and the length of time that people were suffering. So that's very promising. Those trials were just started on Wednesday of this week. It was just okayed by the FDA on Tuesday. So, but things are moving rapidly, and that's what we need to do because this is an unusual situation. And if we don't control it, it has the potential to really set us back.
Well, there's no doubt about that. And with all of that good progress being made, and I was personally very encouraged to hear that Teva and Bayer and Novartis are all going to make, I think it's a few million dosages of hydroxychloroquine available for free, which is another sign that, you know, we can pull together and we can do good things, and even big business can sometimes pull together. And Dr. Carson, I'm so grateful that you're part of that team that the president was talking about in our opening soundbite that is there and is making such a difference. Thank you for your time today here. We appreciate it.
Always a pleasure talking to you. Take care.
All right. We do appreciate Dr. Ben Carson sitting down with us. And friends, I hope you're encouraged. There's 250 million doses of the cure on the way. They will be produced from scratch by no later than April 14th. Hang in there. Help is on the way. Hashtag help is on the way. I'm Kevin McCullough. Go to Twitter at
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump says he's considering an enforceable quarantine to keep people safe in the areas hardest hit by the coronavirus.
I am now considering, and will make a decision very quickly, very shortly, a quarantine because it's such a hot area of New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut. We'll be announcing that one way or the other fairly soon.
He says he's spoken with New York Governor Andrew Cuomo about the quarantine, but the governor says that actually hasn't happened yet. The president says other states are also at risk.
There's a possibility that we'll do a quarantine short term, 2 weeks on New York, probably New Jersey, certain parts of Connecticut. Restrict travel because they're having problems down in Florida. A lot of New Yorkers going down. We don't want that.
This is USA Radio News.
So here's the choice. Some people say the USA is finished. It's evil, a has-been, full of hate and injustice. The U.S. Constitution should be trashed and the Bill of Rights abolished. No free speech, no gun ownership. Competition and free markets are bad. We're all too stupid. For our own good, the government must own everything and know all your secrets.
Other people say that America has created the freest, richest, happiest, most generous society that has ever existed in the world. That's why millions of people are desperate to come here and escape their brutal lives in Cuba, Venezuela, North Korea, and 100 other countries.
In America, we have the right to succeed, the right to our own living, the right to have a family, the right to believe in God, the right to have our own ideas, the right to be safe and secure, and the right to be left alone.
Where do you stand? Help us save the Constitution and restore the American dream. Go to SaveMyFreedom.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Listening to Radio Night Live, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us on Biz TV and great radio stations coast to coast. Thanks for being here. Second week of our coronavirus kind of special coverage. And earlier this week, Andrew Cuomo was complaining, the governor of New York, complaining about the number of ventilators that he had gotten from the federal government. And then on Friday admitted he hadn't used all the ones he had. I discussed it with Kaylee McEnany. And it's interesting, given my monologue on today's broadcast, you may not need as many ventilators as what people are saying. In fact, if you look at the London College numbers, we're not going to have nearly the number of infections overall, nor the number of deaths that were originally projected. So it's interesting to see how the people are still trying to place blame instead of finding solutions, et cetera, et cetera. Kaylee McEnany's back with us. Hey, Kaylee, you know, I got this question for you. The networks, particularly CNN and MSNBC, for the first 3 years of his presidency, complained that the president was never available, but he's been on TV every day for the last month, and now they're complaining about that. What's up?
Yeah, it's really remarkable. You know, you hit the nail on the head there, and there are a few things at play. You have, you know, the president's poll number is absolutely skyrocketing, 60% for his coronavirus response handling, according to Gallup, highest ever approval rating. And then at the same time, you have this correlation of networks saying, okay, now we're not going to play these press briefings. So it really is quite striking. It's all about depriving the American people of information, because when the American people see the president leading, they like what they see. They recognize leadership. They grow in support for this president. So, unfortunately, they're really playing politics here, and it's very sad to see them do the bidding of the left, as Americans need this information at this time more than ever.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting, too, if they're willing to give up that audience share, because it's certainly his briefings have not been viewer-free. In other words, usually TV networks say, well, we're going to not put that on because nobody's interested. It's the only thing that people are focused on right now. And how could it not be of interest to their audiences?
Exactly, and they're rating extremely well. So, you know, they're sacrificing their ratings. They're sacrificing the American people getting the information they need. It just shows they've really exposed themselves. You know, this crisis has really been a chance for the American people to look and see, yeah, Democrats will play politics with my needed funding and unemployment insurance and direct payments from the federal government. The media will deprive me of information to try to hold the president back from getting the ratings, getting the approval numbers that he's getting.
Let's talk about these two mayors governors from Nevada and from Michigan. They have outright banned the hydroxychloroquine, azithromycin cocktail that the president and the governor, the Democratic governor of New York, have put into clinical trials here. And it seems to be having, at least from doctors that are using it, very effective results. But these governors have decided that they're more knowledgeable about what should be or shouldn't be prescribed than the doctors. How does that work?
Yeah, exactly. That again is another remarkable thing, because you have hydroxychloroquine, which has been said to be safe in treating malaria. We know that to be true. FDA approved. Moving it over and treating the coronavirus has proven to be very successful in a number of cases. So why would you hold this back when there's virtually no risk attached to it, given that it has been approved to be used with malaria? So it is really incredible to see the president express optimism over this drug, and they called it false hope, and then Andrew Cuomo does, and they call it real hope. It's amazing.
As the coronavirus relief begins to come out of Washington, D.C., what are the expectations of the president or of the administration in terms of what's going to happen to the economy? I know that he wants us to get back to work. I know that yesterday the grading of the seriousness of the counties that are involved and the risk factors is very important, especially for those areas that seem to be very unaffected by what we're doing. What's the ultimate game plan here?
You know, the president wants two things at once, as he said. He wants to protect the public health and safety of this country, but at the same time, he does not want to bankrupt American families, send the economy into a tailspin. So it's a delicate balance. The president is going to reassess this at the end of the 14-day period, and, you know, he has this optimistic deadline of Easter, which we hope is the case. But again, he takes into account all the facts in front of him, and I trust no one more than President Trump to lead us forward.
Well, at the end of the day, it's going to be incumbent upon us at some point in time to go back, because we can't keep the economy sitting at a literal, you know, dead zero in terms of production. We've got to be able to get people back on their jobs, or the cure is going to end up being more painful than the disease. But we will see where that goes. We're still doing great, friends. Less than 2% of people that contract the virus in America are dying from it, and I expect those numbers to go down even more next week. Kaylee, thanks for being here. It's Radio Night Live. Kevin McCullough, my name. Thankful to have you with us. And even though we are kind of adjusting and operating in a different kind of vacuum right now, my hope is that the cure is just around the corner. If you want to see all of the studies and all the stuff that I'm reporting to you on, I've got them all linked on my Twitter feed at KMC Radio, at KMC Radio. Kevin McCullough, coming up next, John Eibner will take us overseas. Stay here.
Thank you. stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Welcome back to Radio Night Live. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. Very busy night. We've still got former Speaker Newt Gingrich, the Independent Women's Forum, Kelsey Bowler, author Sally Lloyd-Jones, and columnist for the New York Times, Carol Markowitz, all scheduled to be with us. Thanks for being here. It's the second week of kind of coronavirus coverage here on Radio Night Live, and I just got to say, I'm guilty of my next kind of complaint. I think here in the States we get kind of focused myopically a little bit on just how it's affecting us. That's to some degree understandable. But did you know that the third world is being ravaged by COVID-19, where they don't have the medical testing and the hydroxychloroquine and other things being rolled out for them? And my very good friend, Dr. John Eibner, the head of CSI, Christian Solidarity International, joins me to discuss just what it looks like in the world. And John, appreciate you being with us. Give us a little bit of an overview of what's going on over there.
Well, CSI is active in Southern Asia, India, Nepal, Bangladesh, also in the Middle East, Syria and Iraq, and in Africa, in places like South Sudan and Nigeria. And media attention, understandably, is focused on what's happening at home in the USA. And those who are reading the newspapers, watching the television, will get a lot of information about what's happening in the U.S., a bit about what's happening in China, a bit about Europe. But there's these frontline situations, frontline areas where Christians are seriously persecuted. And on top of the persecution and disadvantages that they face, now comes this pandemic, and CSI is on the front, those front lines with the partners, creating awareness about it. Many people are illiterate, many people are too poor, don't have much of an education, and then we're also trying to address it, not so much medically, because that's very, very difficult to do, but what people don't appreciate so much is that there is a kind of an economic pandemic that follows the medical or health pandemic.
Sure.
And that's the next wave that comes. We haven't really felt it so much in such a powerful way in the U.S. We probably will in time. But for the poorest of the poor, the persecuted Christians in some of these frontline areas, they are day workers. A man has to go out and feed his family by being a porter, maybe earning a dollar or two a day. The economy is completely shut down because there's no trade, or the government imposes a lockdown and people can't go out on the streets. And we're trying to focus on those kinds of situations where the poorest of the poor among persecuted Christians communities get support, and it may be in the form of sometimes there's basic medical aid, but it's largely food, hygiene means, soaps and detergents and disinfectants that will help protect these particularly vulnerable communities. And as you know very well, Kevin, we have a special relationship with these communities because they are part of us. They're part of the body of Christ. And in these times of crisis, we have an obligation not only to look after ourselves, but the most vulnerable members, the suffering parts of that body. So that's what we are trying to do now, trying to organize ourselves with partners, and we are already beginning to get aid to some of the most vulnerable.
That is wonderful to hear. How does that work, Dr. Eibner, for people that are listening and feel particularly burdened? I want to give them an idea of what types of things you guys are being able to help arrange and provide, so that if they were so moved today and wanted to give a gift or something, that they'd be able to do that.
Right. Well, every situation is a bit different, but just like in Pakistan, for example, you have these very poor Christian communities, people who stuck to their faith through thick and thin, through all kinds of persecution. Now this comes. We have partners that are able to put together food parcels. So for something about like $50 or so, one can keep a family of 5, 6, 7 going for a week. Now, this is really important for a family when the head of the household, who used to bring in a little bit of money, is bringing in nothing anymore.
Right, right.
Or to provide, again, a similar parcel that has disinfectant and soap. These families now are forced to live in very close quarters.
Is it better for Americans to find a way to send the goods, or is it better for them to step up financially and allow you and your partners to organize the arrangement of the delivery of those goods? I just want to make sure that my people are totally clear on what would be most helpful.
Well, if people, support our work financially, we can get the goods to people. If people have other means, then that's all right, too. There will be some individuals who have contacts in different parts of the world, and we would encourage all American Christians who still have the means to help those who are on the front lines. But we have these programs, and they're based on long-standing relationships, partnerships we have with Christian communities and networks on the ground where Christians are most vulnerable. So we're able to do it in many places, not absolutely everywhere, because conditions are different. In Africa, of course, in the Middle East, in Southern Asia. But in most places, we are able to get food aid, hygiene, beans, disinfectant soaps, and so on to people, and also create awareness. We have a partner in Bangladesh who's very quick off the mark, printing hundreds of thousands of simple leaflets to spread around the Christian communities in particular, and the communities in which they live, because they live amongst others, to show how one should wash hands, the distance, and to do it in a very simple way so that people who are illiterate can get the message.
That sounds so helpful. Friends, if you would like information on any of this, you can call Christian Solidarity International. You can make a gift to them at 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. You can also go to their website. Just Google Christian Solidarity International, CSIinternational.org, and you can click through. You'll see my picture on the homepage. You can actually click through there and make a gift as well, if that's most convenient. Dr. Eibner, thank you for raising our awareness today, and God bless you in your efforts.
Thank you. Same to you, Kevin.
Radio Night Live continues from New York. Don't go away. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You're listening to Radio Night Live. Kevin McCullough live from New York. We always enjoy the fact that you carve out this time to be with us. Normally we have the phone lines open. We've got a busy control room. The activity is humming. Doing everything remotely these days makes it a little harder. We'll be back to live calls as soon as we possibly can. But thank you for hanging with us on this Saturday night. In addition to a lot of medical professionals starting to tout the praises and the effectiveness of the hydroxychloroquine and the azithromycin remedy that we first reported on my daily show a week ago last Tuesday. That was, we talked with one of the researchers in person and gave him time to really unfold it. We had him back on the Saturday night broadcast last week. But in addition to all of these medical professionals that are starting to understand the real efficacy and efficiency and effectiveness of the hydroxychloroquine, you've had some rather notable celebrities and citizens that have had to go on it. One of those is a former actor from the TV series Lost and the TV show Hawaii Five-0. His name is Daniel Dae Kim. Here's his own experience in his own words.
Obviously, I am not a doctor, nor am I a lawyer, though I have played them on TV. I've always wanted to say that. So please don't take my word as that of a medical professional. I also don't know all the proper legalese to protect myself in these situations, so forgive me if I don't use all the right disclaimers, okay? That said, here is a treatment protocol I followed as prescribed by my amazing doctor. It was what's called a drug cocktail, which means it's a combination of different drugs. It consisted of Tamiflu, which is an antiviral, the antibiotic azithromycin, more commonly known as a Z-Pak, a glycopyrrolate inhaler that was used to ease breathing and the inflammation that's commonly associated with COVID. And here's what I consider to be the secret weapon, hydroxychloroquine. This is a common antimalarial drug that has been used with great success in Korea in their fight against the coronavirus. And yes, this is the drug that the president mentioned the other day.
And there you go. He is now virus-free, and it's hydroxychloroquine that did it. Thanks, Governor Cuomo, for getting enough to cure every person in your state. We'll report on it tomorrow. Yeah, and we did. That was actually earlier in the week. He did institute those clinical trials on Tuesday. People have been writing me nonstop at KMC Radio on Twitter.com. They've been saying, Kev, what do we do? How do we find out what the trials are going to do? Trust me, I'm watching sleeplessly. I'm watching sometimes at night looking for the very latest information. My Twitter feed has become a nonstop information superhighway for the hydroxychloroquine trials, and as soon as we have any information that is available, I will be spouting it far and wide, because I anticipate that the studies will find that it's just as effective as it's been in every other study we've already posted and talked about. Anyway, hour number two of Radio Night Live is straight ahead. I'm Kevin McCullough. I'm grateful that you're with us. Please stay here. You're always welcome.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board-certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product.
within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.